Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of prime. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode of 214 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Prime in the building. Sometimes you get, you know, inspired by the most random things. Could we say that we got inspired to make a list by Mr. Sims, maybe? We're trying to put together our top 25 most important Eagles players rank. This is going to be a test of mental fortitude. There's going to be arguments. I don't think anyone's going to agree wholeheartedly on this list. So together, we're going to come up with our top 25. I mean, Evan's already got his he's got that smirk on.
A little shit on my face.
Something. I mean, where's the cross burning?
Listen, man, I needed to take down the beard, but like the length of it, I just loved putting my fingers through it, and I couldn't just completely part ways with it cold turkey. So I went with the heavy metal drummer goatee for today's show. Might be cropped down to a mustache tomorrow. Who knows where the journey will take us? But I know one thing: this journey of this show is going to take us on a wild ride, because in the pre-show meeting, there were some virtual punches being thrown. There were some haymakers back and forth, not seeing eye to eye, and I expect you guys to see more of that as the show goes on.
Yeah, there was definitely some debating going on. And hey, listen, if you're gonna go that route tomorrow, just do the handlebars. You know what I mean? Let's see what with the handlebars.
like it worked for American Chopper.
Yeah, definitely interested in putting this top 25 together. Yeah, just make sure you guys tune in, because there's going to be some debate between these two guys up here. And, I'm going to be the referee. I might even get involved in this, too, because I'm not agreeing with some of the shit they're saying.
Hey, and if we don't like your list, Evan, we'll get rid of you. I heard Def Leppard is looking for a new drummer, maybe.
I got two arms, too.
That was that shit on your face.
Hey.
I'm glad, shout out to the people. Comments are supportive.
Yeah, shout out to the people in chat that are already here that will hopefully potentially help us create this list. If we need the help from the, it's like almost phone a friend. You in the chat can help us pick the right player here. But shout out to Brennan, Mr. Soka in the building. He says Jalen Hurts number one. The rest. Shout out to Todd in the building, the original Birdman, Mark Bird from Oregon, Deshaun in the building. He's ready for a manscape over here. That's interesting. But I think we could start right away, man. Like it's this could be a long episode if we don't get down and crack a lacking to it. So we're talking about the top 25, right? That number 25 slot. What are you guys thinking? The top 22 players are the starters on the offensive defense. This could be a utility guy. I think this guy could be a rookie potential. It could be any position, but it's usually a utility guy comes off the bench or could be a rookie or star in the making. Where are you thinking with your top 25 right now? We can move guys back and forth. Just because we put a guy at number 25, it doesn't mean he's stuck right there. This list is going to go on.
When we're working backwards like this, it's kind of ambiguous to like just pick a name that's like a middle of the pack type of guy. But if we're talking about a guy that I think I would think the number 25 guy, like you said, is a utility guy. I'm thinking someone that is like maybe in year two is looking to make that second step and really make an impact on this team. That to me is a guy like Travis Fulgham last year. I look at him as the third wide receiver on the step chart for an offense that was really struggling last year. So I think from the what we saw from him last year, his production, how he just kind of teetered off. If we could get a full year of Travis Fulgham, full year of development, and just, you know, honest targets at him, I think either him, and there's another one that Jordan Dahmer just threw in there. I would even say take a second step from Kayvon Wallace. Either one of those two guys, I think, could potentially be 25. Kayvon Wallace, I'm telling you, I think I did like what I saw from Kayvon Wallace last year. It was very small sample size, but the dude plays hungry, dude. He keeps his eye on the ball, and he can create turnovers, I believe. So I think that's a guy that could definitely be number 25.
Prime, how are you feeling about Evans, Travis Fulgham, number 25?
I actually had Travis, like, higher in the list.
Actually lower?
No, I mean, like, he was more, like, I would say maybe 15, top 15. You know, wow. I mean, again, and you know, before we got on right now, I was letting you guys know how I was viewing this list. And 25 to me, I mean, I had three people in mind, and, you know, it's still kind of hard to, like, choose out of the three, but I'm going to go ahead and name them. Eric Wilson. I mean, yeah, Anthony Harris, Eric Wilson, and Kerryon Johnson. Those were my three guys as 25. You know what I mean? I know you're talking about, like, second-year guys coming in. But these guys, you know, being signed, key attributes to the team, they definitely have to make a name for themselves coming onto the squad. But, you know, that's kind of like where I would start with those guys, saying, you know, they pretty much have to make a name for themselves. So that's where I put them at on the list.
That is interesting as well. Shout out to Further AM in the building. Further AM is saying, hopes Fulgham returns in the same fashion. Great asset. Here we are, man. It's already number 25, and we're setting the tone here. Because Fulgham, like, he flashed last year. Like, if he has the potential to either go a lot higher, like Prime has him at, or he could be stifled by Rager and Devonta Smith's presence. So, like, I am in that top 20-ish range, but then I start thinking about Greg Ward. Is he's a steady Eddie type of guy for me, and he's very consistent.
Do you think
me?
But, like, let's think about it this way. When Greg Ward came onto this team, what was the landscape of our wide receiver core versus what it looks like now? I feel like we have since addressed the wide receiver position since Greg Ward has come onto this team. And I view him as more of a back end of the group now. I view him as like a wide receiver 4 or 5. So I think he has been consistent in years past, but my argument is in years going forward, this season going forward, I'm not so sure if he's going to have the same impact he's had in previous years.
Welcoming Ricky Payton into the chat as well. Appreciate you stopping by. Paul from London, he says he has Travis at number 22, Evan.
He got his list together pretty quickly.
See, and then Soko is at – he's got Ryan Kerrigan at 25. See?
Wow.
See, I think Mr. I have Ryan Kerrigan a little higher because I think he has a potential ability to start. Like, he might – be that rotation guy, but I feel like midseason he could be that guy to step in. Yep. Shout out to Tom Kelly in the building and Chris Goldhammer in the building. For you guys that stepped in, we're doing our top 25 most important Eagle players, and we're already having issues. we're already having issues. So I mean, for sake of argument, Prime, can you be talked into? I still think Fulgham can go higher, man.
I think so, too.
I mean, if we're talking about 22 starting positions on this team, so we've got 3-ish utility guys that can be added on the back end of this list. You think that a wide receiver 3 there's going to be 3 wide receivers in the top 20, you think?
Yes, yeah, that's a valid point. Yeah, you know I mean?
I say two top. I have Rager and Devonta Smith up higher.
I have Rager and Smith higher than Fulgham as well, but I think Fulgham just makes the list personally.
Okay, I mean, I could be talking to Fulgham at 25. I can it for the sake of time, also.
I know this is gonna be a long one. Hey, strap in, folks.
Hey, hey, we could move it around now.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
all right. You know, all right. So, like, so it's official 25. Fulgham's at 25. I'm gonna keep track of this.
But we can easily, you know what I mean? It's not locked in.
Chris says anywhere but 25. 1924.
All right. I even wrote in
what? Name?
I had Greg Ward ready to go.
Wow. You have been stopped. Overruled, Mr. Saunders.
Ev, could you keep the banner running with the
Yep.
That's quite interesting. Travis Fulgham, he started off hot. I think he's got he's gonna have some issues getting targets, I think. I think that's where we also have to think about Quez Watkins in the building. You know what I mean? I mean, I have the depth chart.
Quez Watkins. You would put Quez Watkins above. How can you make an argument for Quez Watkins in the like, are we going to have six wide receivers in the top 20?
No, I'm just saying, like, Quez Watkins is a total, like, he is a total wild card to this whole thing. You know what I mean? Because we're talking about targets. And we're talking about guys that are looking for, you know, that's why Greg Ward could be an afterthought, but still he's important as a consistent playmaker on the team. Okay. Lots of wide receivers. I know. We do have a graphic. I am putting a graphic together and it looks so nice. As soon as we get the top 25, we'll get the top five first guys, we'll start getting this thing going and moving guys around. But Travis Fulgham at number 25, right?
Yes, sir.
Number 24.
Are you asking, or do you already have someone in place?
No, I'm asking. I'm asking. No,
I thought you were starting it off with somebody in place.
I'm pulling up a list, so it makes it easier for us guys to think about top 24 here.
I think I'm going to be leaning towards a guy like
defensively.
Yeah, defensively. I think I'm going to be leaning towards a guy like Alex Singleton, perhaps.
Interesting. Okay. I could be talked into Singleton.
I don't view him as our number one linebacker on this team, but it's definitely a guy that we need to hold his ground in order for our defense to remain reliable. But there's obviously going to be more defensive guys here. It's not all going to be wide receivers.
Shout out to Cody. He said this would be so much easier to start at one and go to 25.
Yeah, but then that leaves the reveal.
Yeah, Cody. We did talk about this.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows it could be potentially Jalen, but you know, got to stick around and hang around. Only the real ones here. This could be interesting. Nate Singleton, I know you like linebackers. Can you get down with that?
Alex Singleton?
Alex, I will keep saying Nate Singleton.
You got Gary on your mind, bro.
Yeah, get let him go, man.
I would put him there at 24.
So my debate with you is you would take Alex Singleton as less than Sean Bradley?
No. Sean Bradley wouldn't have made my list.
Oh, okay.
He's not on my list either.
Hey, what are we going to have? Like, just one linebacker on this damn list?
I got two on mine.
I got two.
Yes, sir. Further AM, having some early love for Jacoby Stevens. I think he's just going to take a little bit more time to get involved in the defense. He could definitely be making an impact this year, but I think we're still a couple years out from that. So 24, we decided on Alex Singleton.
Alex Singleton.
Okay.
Interesting. You could even talk me into another linebacker after him.
What do you think, like Eric Wilson?
I mean, I think the linebacker play is going to be important. Wait, Paul says he'd go Singleton at 24. Alex Singleton, yes, sir.
What about I got a name that I think is a polarizing name in this. I'm just looking at how our entire defensive line is geared up right now. And I would say the guy who is kind of on the back end of this, but still would make the top 25, a guy like Derek Barnett.
Derek Barnett, yeah.
Yep. I feel that. I feel that. Last year, I got hate for Derek Barnett at 21.
By yours truly.
Can we slate Barnett? I mean, can we put him further than 20? No, I could put Wilson ahead of him.
I could put Eric Wilson ahead of him for sure. I think Eric Wilson's going to be a huge step up this year at linebacker.
We have the Grime stands in here, top five already. Todd, yes, even Eagle fans undervalue the linebacker position. I mean, hey man, it is what it is. I think both of those guys are important pieces. But we have some more important pieces on this roster. I'm not taking anything from those guys. I think they're really important.
Who's that?
No, the linebacker tandem.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So we I vote Barnett. I don't know where you guys stand.
No, I'm cool with Barnett.
Are we?
I don't know.
Over so Eric, I think I have because he's Wilson is a starter too, but I think Barnett is a little bit more important.
I just think that, like, if I'm looking at the rest of the D-line, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys I would put above Barnett as far as importance.
Interesting.
This guy should be thankfully made the top 25.
Thankfully made the list, period.
So we go on Derek Barnett then.
Unless you would like to pitch your argument.
I could go
explain to me why the sixth ranked on my list defensive lineman would be higher than the second ranked linebacker.
He's an edge rusher. He's an edge rusher. He gets pressure.
Okay. But he's does he? Starter. Does he though?
Yeah, but does he really?
He does get pressure. No, he does get pressure. We need sacks. We need sacks. We need sacks, my guy. But he does get pressure. He does knock out running backs when you hold him up long enough. Shout out to Jamal Williams. We'll go to the chat for this one. Can we put Barnett over? Can we go put Barnett over Wilson on this one?
Jason's saying Barnett will produce.
We're leaving this one to the chat, dude.
Mm-hmm.
People at work tomorrow, crickets, when they'll be listening to this podcast, they're going to be like, what is going on? What?
Lamont says
what
no.
What is going on? No?
Lamont says no.
So we're going Wilson then. Eric Wilson?
I thought your question was, can Derek Barnett be above Eric Wilson?
Yeah, like number 23.
All right, so Todd's saying Wilson, 20, then Barnett. 22? Barnett at 23, Wilson at 22.
I thought, aren't we at 23 right now?
Yep.
So Wilson at 23, Barnett at 22.
Wilson at 23, Barnett at 22. Yeah. I could be talking to that.
Yeah.
Wilson.
He should definitely be privileged because he's on the list.
So Barnett moved back one
spot.
Moved back one spot. for last year. How you feel about that?
Wait a minute. You went Wilson, then Barnett? I thought it was going to be Barnett, then Wilson. You guys.
All right, so moving it right along.
Yeah, Barnett.
I mean, we did move. We just got two, knocked out two right quick. You know, that's not bad. I'm moving right along to number 21.
All right.
I would go DB here.
Yeah, we're starting to get in that territory. I would go DB, or I would even – I'm going to throw a crazy one out there at you.
Vontae?
Not Tay-Tay.
No, not Tay-Tay. I think that we run a lot of
– CB2?
No, we run a lot of two tight end packages, man. I don't know. See, with Ertz still on this team, I feel – uncomfortable in making this list of like involving the tight ends in this list, because I really don't know if Ertz is here this year. He's obviously going to be one of the most important pieces, but is Ertz even on this list right now for you guys?
He's already gone in my book.
If that's the case, then my argument was going to be a guy like Dick Rod. If Ertz isn't here, is Dick Rod a top 25 most important player on this team for the purpose of two tight end packages?
All right, we'll make the decision. Do you want to go keep it in real life, real time, Zach Ertz in the building, or the future top 25?
Say future.
Most important.
Okay. Even that future, I wouldn't say Dick Rod.
Nah?
Nah, that's me. That's me, yeah.
I would say they probably go three wide receiver sets more than two tight end sets now that they got all these swaggy wide receivers in the building.
I agree. All right, so let's go DB then. What about a guy like Rodney McLeod?
I was leaning more towards Rodney. Yeah.
And I could say he'd be more important in years past, but I think with that injury, he's still important. But how is he going to hold up? He's still important to me, but
Further AM wants to know, can we redefine your version of important talking performance or worry about injury? We're not saying the top 25 best player. We're saying the guys that are going to be the most important piece, assuming all these guys stay healthy, to the Eagles' success next year. Jason says Rodney.
I could be talking to Rodney. the beard still gets love.
It does.
The beard still gets love.
All right, so I'm gonna slate Rodney in here at 21.
Yep.
Is his last name EO or O
M M C M lowercase C
L E O or O E
capital E. L E O D, McLeod.
Lamont says Rodney. Todd says I would say Nate Herbig, but then also you Landon Dickerson. That you're talking about a guy who's also going to be when he gets his time to shine. He's going to be the. I feel like he's going to be the guy. Although Herbig is a valuable piece.
What about like Jack Driscoll even?
Afterthought. I like him. Because, okay. I mean, you got Maylotter. I was thinking Dillard and Maylotter. You got Maylotter and you got Dillard. Jack Driscoll is going to – could see this whoever loses out in the Melotta and the Dillard sweepstakes could be
traded, and then Driscoll could be number two. Yeah.
Which could be Dillard.
Right.
Whole O-line is so important, hard to pick. Jason says, Landon, I will put top 10 because he's taking Peter's spot.
He's not going to play tackle.
I mean, he can play all different positions, but I think you got Melotta in the house.
Yeah. I would more likely see him compete for a job with a guy like Sayamalu, I would say, than Melotta. All right. So moving on to 20. Something tells me we've got to get back on the offensive side of the ball, but the O-line is very important. That's going to be top.
Check the list. If you have questions, we can always bring up the list. Yeah, we can always bring up the list.
I got the answer offense? For number 20. I got the answer. In my mind.
Isaac?
Nope.
Sumalo?
Nope. It's the backup quarterback. Who's that? Right here.
Joe Flacco?
It's going to be either I personally think Nick Mullins is going to beat him out for the second spot, but
ooh.
I'm going to say the backup quarterback at number 20, because if Jalen does get hurt, so help me, knock on wood, that he's going to be important.
Yeah, I could even be talked into Jake Elliott here.
Hey, dude, kickers are people too.
Oh, you talk about it's weird, but like how many, when we went on that run, that Super Bowl run, mm-hmm. How important was Jake Elliott?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But what about that future punter?
Aaron, what the hell was his name? Aaron like Paltrow or something like that.
I get that defense ready for that four and outs.
Aaron Sipos.
I could be talking to
kickers tend to be the if you look at who has scored the most points in the NFL, that list is full of kickers, pal.
I could be talked into Jake Elliott at number 20, and then whoever you were thinking of next.
I got it reversed. Kicker's more important than the backup quarterback.
And then Flacco? Do you guys like Flacco?
Kicker at 19. No, I said I think Nick Mullins is going to beat him out for the job. I think Flacco is here in more of like a McCown type role, just like an old head to glean some information and some vet presence for the youth.
Yo, 49er fans are so geeked on Mr. Mullins. I think your face turned into Prime's face when you paused it.
Yeah, I saw that. That was weird.
Jason from Iowa says Elliot, Jake Elliott at number 20.
Elliott at 20.
Dan says, I agree Flacco's here for coaching and teaching the system, although he won't tell you that. Joe Flacco's elite, son. Mark Bird says Jake from the rooftops, all the way from Oregon.
Yeah, I say Jake Elliott at 19, backup quarterback of your choosing at number 20.
We'll go Joe Flacco for now.
All right.
I mean, because in Philadelphia, the most important position is the backup quarterback. We have a backup quarterback with his own statue. Don't tell Carson that. But we do. Shout out to Bud Light for the statue. And it is what it is. Oh, wow. We do have a – we did have a read.
We did.
We could still do it, you know. You guys are. We're still looking at what we have. We got Flacco on the list, right?
Yeah.
Flacco at 20.
He's 20.
Jake Elliott at 19.
I wonder if this ticker is going to let me go get the whole list in here.
The whole list.
It's going to be too long. I think it's going to be too long.
You know what? I gotta update my list while doing your list, watching your list.
Okay. So now that we've got the mandatory backup quarterback and kicker out of the way, we can bring it back to the core of this roster. As we approach 18, starts to get interesting. Good. We've already got Eric Wilson. We've already got our linebackers there. I would say at where we're sitting right now, Lil Tay-Tay or Ant Harris for the next.
Man, I could be talked into Lil Tay, because I mean the slot is important, man.
Yeah.
Lil Tay-Tay could be that dude.
No love for Kayvon.
He hasn't.
I got high hopes for Kayvon for this next year.
I do. I got hopes for him, but I'd say he'd be on my either top. He could be 26 or 27 in my book.
Mm-hmm.
Off the list, guys.
Well, Jason throwing out at 18 the return game of Boston Scott. I don't think we're going to see Boston Scott returning as much this year, considering like. I think we're going to see a lot more Jalen Reagor just because he was the number one wide receiver last year. And now that Devontae's here, the pressure of like him getting injured, getting clocked the same way Darren Sproles did. I mean, he's a wide receiver too now. He's not the ultimate ticket like Devontae Smith is. So I don't think Boston Scott is as involved in the return game. But I hear the argument.
I mean, that's also interesting that like, Does Boston Scott make this list here?
See, I can't put him above any of the backup running backs. No. I can't put him above like Kerryon Johnson or even Kenneth Gainwell.
Okay. What this? Sometimes we do a project here and we come up with ideas, and then you realize when you start doing it. Like, this is some real deal thought.
Like, well, I knew right when we started this that this is going to be a long one. We strap in, everybody. We're a half hour in, and we are 6 picks in.
No, but we got the guys up top kind of locked. Big Fish, Little Bosses. Honestly don't know what this roster will look like. The new staff may have a different vision, not have favorites like the last. I think this kind of like this thought process kind of makes you just think of the roster. Like, this is kind of like a brain exercise for everyone to like think about who's actually on the squad here. Like in terms of how you actually think of them of importance, like, right. Like, why is this guy important to this roster?
Right.
Jake Elliott at 19. We're moving right along. Number 18. If you need to look at the list, let's see here. Mm-mm-mm. I mean, they got ESPN has Dillard starting. I have Mailata starting.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
And it's for sake of arguments here, Zach Ertz is, we're not playing with, we're not, Zach Ertz is not on the squad. Can we be talked into Reagor's a little higher for me, but not that much higher, but not that much.
What about Landon Dickerson? You think he cracks the list at all?
I think he's going to be a key ingredient down the way. You know, is he fully healthy right now? I don't know. Javon Hargrave?
Javon Hargrave.
Can we talk to? Can we talk? Be talked to Javon Hargrave here?
Yeah, I could actually be talked to Javon Hargrave.
Or Isaac Suamalu.
I like Suamalu.
Where are we at? Number
19. 18.
I could go Suamalu 18.
Yeah, you need the offensive line needs to start breaking.
Yeah, I agree. I think Suamalu might be the answer. Chat.
Mr. Suamalu in the building. We have Jake Elliott. Yeah. Where? 19?
They're saying Josh Sweat. That was the name that came to mind. Ryan Kerrigan.
I think
both those guys are higher, though.
I could go Josh Sweat a little bit higher. Jake Elliott's at 19, right? Correct?
Jake Elliott at 19.
Number 20 is who?
Joe Flacco.
Oh, neckbeard.
Andre Dillard being thrown out there.
It's weird because you're like, all right, is he's in like the swing tackle is an important position. Well, could he actually even play swing tackle? You know, mm-hmm. We talked about how difficult that idea could be. The swing tackle is an important position. Like, and Melata is that guy as well. So
we going Hargrave?
I could go Hargrave.
Prime?
Hargrave on 18.
Mm-hmm. Or Suamalu.
I'd rather Suamalu.
I think I could lean towards Suamalu as well. Gail?
Who's number 20?
Suamalu and then what's called Josh Sweat? Or not Josh Sweat, who did I just say?
Number Joe 20 number 20 was Flacco. Elias at 19.
No, I'm saying at 18. Suamalu.
No, he's asking who was at 20. I was just breaking it down.
It went Fulgham, Singleton, Wilson, Barnett, McLeod, Flacco at 20, Jake Elliott, Suamalu.
Lamont St. Dillard.
All right. I say we go Dillard because I think Suamalu is going to be a starter. So I think that Suamalu should be above Dillard on this list.
Yeah, if you're going to go ahead and go that route, I agree. I mean, Dillard and Melata are the ones competing for that position. So, yeah, I would agree with that one.
Oh, McLeod. Hello, McLeod.
All right, so Dillard at 18. And then, we could rattle some of those other guys off. Dillard at 18, Hargrave at 17, and Josh Sweat at 16.
I could do Josh Sweat.
For what, 17? Or
it's crazy because like it the upside on Sweat is mm-hmm. like I feel you know, like Derek Barnett, it's like, can he stay healthy?
Mm-hmm.
But I love Sweat, dude.
I honestly would replace Barnett with Sweat on that list, but that's me.
Barnett's gotta be higher. I would say Barnett's top 15.
We have met.
So, as it's sitting right now, I say Dillard at 18. I say Hargrave at 17 and Suamalu at 16.
Hargrave.
You know, that was funny. We could have went. It would have been way easier.
You go with Hargrave. If you go with Hargrave, you know we're going to end up having six defensive ends on this list, and we're already at 17.
You got Hargrave at 17 right now?
Well, that's if we agreed on that.
I'm good with it.
But that's five more defensive ends that are going to be put on this list. That's leaving us with 11 spots for everything else.
Hey, man, because then you start talking about that rotation, how serious it is to have that second line of rotating defensive ends coming off the edge. How important was it to see those guys during that run? That defensive line was so fresh.
Yeah, you got Hargrave.
So Avante's not even making this list.
I can't.
We can't put him this high.
Yeah, I can't see him.
We have Sumalo 18.
Unless we go Dillard and then Tete and then Hargrave.
So Dillard's at 16?
What? I was talking in reverse order. Dillard at 18.
Where's Sumalo at? I thought he was Sumalo was at 18.
No. We said because since Sayamalo's going to be a starter, we put him above Dillard.
All right. What if Dillard doesn't make this? What if Dillard gets traded? Dan says Avante over Flacco. Well, Dan, on this theory, we're talking about backup quarterbacks being the most important thing in Philadelphia. It's all the rage, right? I mean, that's been the vibes for a long time, no?
I think we've got to go Tate at 16.
Wow.
I mean, you see the wide receivers that we're playing this year? He's going to be
permission to have a public announcement.
Shoot.
You want us to bring it in? Well, here you go. Fuck the Cowboys.
Cockroach alert.
Yeah, but
Travis Fogelman. We're recapping the list here. Travis Fogelman at 25, Nate Singleton at 24, Eric Wilson at 23. Stop. Barnett at 22, McLeod at 21, Flacco at 20, Elliott at 19, Dillard at 18, Hargrave at 17, and 16 could be. You're muted, my guy.
Your mic's messed up.
Evan, I'm just trying to find out when we signed Nate Singleton.
Nate Singleton? Talk about. Alex Singleton?
He keeps saying me.
you got Gary on your mind, bro.
Let it go, man.
Nate Geddy.
I don't know, man. Avante being at 16 is just too high, man.
Nah, it's too high.
It's too high.
So we're gonna have one important cornerback on this team.
No, I would say I would be even okay. Just hear me out. I would even be okay with starting Avante at 25 and then moving everybody up on that list.
Dude, we got a second corner. He's our second corner right now, dude. He's a slot corner.
I just truthfully feel that somebody's gonna.
But also think he has. He also has. Ability to play at safety too. So you're talking about a interchangeable piece. He is kind of important if he has that versatility you like.
Mm-hmm.
Further AM with the Quez Watkins from the rooftops. I'd say I'd have him like top 25.
Or split him in between Wilson and Singleton.
That's the other thing. Kenny G would be he's a sleeper in my book as well. As the special teams, change of pace back, But then you also still have Boston Scott in the building as well.
Yeah, this damn list, man.
Just... How
about splitting Singleton and Wilson?
Yeah. How about Rager at 16?
Yeah.
Or you could look at let's see here. I mean, and who else on this list here? I mean, yeah, I'm gonna move that comment. Greg Ward Jr. I mean, we already established he would have been higher up for me, but on the list, according to our list, he's not gonna make it. Anthony Harris. We haven't mentioned Anthony Harris. He's important.
Mm-hmm.
He knows Gannon's defense.
Yeah, this might be Anthony Harris territory.
And then Rager. How about that?
Ant Harris and then Rager. Yeah.
Tay Tay's not making this list.
Nope, not anymore. He's not.
Unless we boot Jake Elliott. No pun intended.
You high? Are you high?
Brian says Anthony Harris.
Wait, who is Harris? And then 15, Rager.
Paul says Harris and then Rager. Oh, Carry On in the building. Carry On. Jay says Wilson comes off and Maddox goes on.
Mm. Mm.
Paul, you know what? I somewhat agree with him because I think that to have two cornerbacks on this list would be much more important than having two linebackers.
Two cornerbacks
versus two linebackers on the list.
Well, but also you're also talking about Wilson as the guy who knows Gannon's defense. How important is that?
And we're also then putting Singleton over Wilson.
How important? Like, Wilson is like the Chase McDaniel of the playbook too. Defensively for Gannon.
Yeah.
Like he knows where to line guys up. He actually, who is it? He said that, I think it was Anthony Harris. Avante was saying that Anthony Harris has been a wealth of information for him.
Dude, I think Barnett comes off this list. I think Barnett comes off this list and you replace him with Tay Tay.
Yes. No. Yes. I would move Elliott before. How many kicks is? I mean, we know he's important, but how many, like?
All right. So let's say Jake Elliott missed every extra point this season. Do you think that would be detrimental to us? Be kind of important.
In theory, yeah.
Yeah. So,
but I think there's other guys that. I mean, he's your starting defensive end right now.
Evan, I agree with you. Get him off the list and put Tay Tay there.
Because you have, like, Singleton is more important than Barnett right now if he's off the list.
Well, you said if we remove Wilson, then Singleton's going to be more important than Wilson. I think Wilson is better than Singleton.
He's an upgrade. I mean, we saw way more snaps from Singleton than we did from Barnett.
Oh, because he was injured.
Okay, and that's been his MO for every year he's played.
No, but I'm just saying in terms of, like, your defensive ends are always going to be important.
We have plenty of them. Let go of Barnett. It's time to let him go, Gail. All right.
He's a Barnett stand through
and
through.
It's time to let him go. I had to let Nate go. I had to let Nate go. You need to let Barnett go.
Barnett is the last 22 is the last starter. That's the last starter. That's not even that's like the last starter.
I personally think that Josh Sweat should be starting over Barnett.
Thank you.
But he's already on there.
No, he's not.
Not yet.
Josh Sweat's not on there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought we did put him on.
No.
Oh, then Sweat.
Let me hear you say it.
Say bye.
I thought you already had. I thought you already had Sweat on here.
Say
on.
Bye. Say it with me, Gail.
Say
bye.
It with your
chest. You already had Sweat on here.
Bye, say it with your Barnett.
Chest. Tay Tay for Barnett. Say it with your chest.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Then say Sweat for Barnett.
Y'all, I'll give you Singleton. No, I'll give you Barnett for Singleton.
Barnett for Singleton. So what? Swapping spots?
And Singleton off the list. Or bump.
Ow!
bump Fulgham. You talk about your starting defensive end here.
You're talking about your starting defensive end.
Your starting
on your team.
Your Madden. That's your Madden team.
Where we live.
He's on your Madden squad, all right? He's not on this squad. Your Madden squad.
Yo, 24, he's not even the starting ranking there. I put him at 24 before I would put him off the list.
But like you're talking about like this defensive line, like it's not a rotation. Like exactly. Our defensive line is a rotation.
You still
I get that he's starting maybe the first play, but it's a team effort. It's like between 6 to 7 guys. It's a team effort.
You like that? Like that's a big argument. He's not even on the starting top 22. He's on 20. He's 24th off the bench.
Barnett is expendable on this team.
I put Josh Sweat.
Barnett is more expendable than Josh Sweat. Yes or no?
He just got paid. They're paying him $10 million.
Who? Derek Barnett?
Barnett.
Yeah, yeah. As of now.
I mean, I do like Sweat. I do like Sweat.
All right, so
Jay says we don't know their G rotation right now.
Well, I mean, you're convinced that Derek Barnett's going to be the best player here.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. we already have a spot for Kerrigan ahead of him. We already have a spot for Brandon Graham ahead of him. We also have a spot for Josh Sweat ahead of him.
To me,
he's the fourth defensive end.
Okay, but I mean, you're gonna have all four are gonna make this list.
I think having two deep at defensive end that's important.
You just said two deep at defensive end. You're talking about having four defensive ends on this list.
That rotation is important. Yeah,
I don't understand your point. like.
I feel like being too deep at defensive end and that rotation, those two guys coming off the bench, it's important for the squad, bro.
Think that four defensive ends on this list over two cornerbacks? You think one cornerback on this list and four defensive ends? That makes sense to you?
Let the debate begin.
Look at the contract value here.
Put your hands down, Evan.
If they didn't think Barnett was worth the money over like Avante Maddox, you know, like they're willing to pay him that money.
You're not answering the question.
Yeah, you're not answering
the
question.
Four defensive
man.
Ends versus one cornerback on this list. That's the question. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Take it to the chat.
Listen to yourself.
Take it to the chat. All right. Is Barnett going to stay on this list, or do we replace him with Sweat? Take it to the chat.
We already have Sweat starting.
He's not on the list.
He's about to be. Sweat's about to be on the list.
Sweat's going
to
be on the list. I don't know, man. I'm okay with moving on from Fulgham at 25. That's fine with me.
So move him. We're putting Barnett at 25.
Barnett at 25, Tay-Tay at 22. That's my offer.
Hold on. The rotation's coming back again. So we're going to take Fulgham out. We're going to put Devontae there. Singleton.
No. We're going to put Barnett at 25.
That's what I'm saying. Barnett. Right. Barnett at 25. Singleton, Wilson, and then Tay-Tay at 22.
Then McLeod, Flacco, Elliott, Dillard, Hargraves, Harris, Rager.
Shit, I'm even okay. Or I'll even counter with that one. Barnett, Singleton, Tay-Tay, Wilson, then McLeod.
I'm down with either of those.
I can be down with that.
All right.
Gail Barnett is off.
Good. Barnett's on the list. Barnett's on the list.
But he officially moved down four spaces now.
All right. So Barnett.
I still think he's important as the fourth defensive end.
All right. You know. So
I said he's the fourth defensive end.
Barnett, Singleton, Tay-Tay, then Wilson.
They want us to take a Flacco. Well, actually, it should be Mullins. Mullins should be there.
Big Fish, the whole idea of that, in theory, is the backup quarterback is the most important piece.
Maybe it's best that we do these shows virtually and this isn't in person because it's getting hostile. It's getting hostile up in here.
Gil's taking this half-hour show.
Hey, Gil's taking this Barnett shit seriously.
Yo, why do I always become like some Barnett stand when it's not even the case? It's just like
does he rock Evan, shoes all
Evan,
the time?
Evan, you have on? Receipts. I got receipts. You got receipts, Evan? I got receipts.
So we had Rager at 15. We have officially cracked the top 14, believe it or not.
Rager's at 15?
Rager's at 15. Right now, the list reads in reverse order: Barnett, Singleton, Lil Tay-Tay, Wilson, McLeod, Flacco, Elliott, Dillard, Hargrave, Harris, Rager.
Fulgham's off the list. Yeah.
Fulgham has been booted. Fulgham rents every day, and he missed the payment.
Yeah. Interesting. Increíble. Increíble.
Increíble.
Is that how you say it in Spanish, bro?
That's how you say it. Increíble.
Increíble. Todd says the backup QB should be 25 if he's on this list. But in theory.
But Todd, you know, just.
How many times is like a Mike Vick came in, a Kevin Cobb once came in, a Nick Foles once came in. Now a Jalen Hurts has come in, and they're all back. They're all backup quarterbacks at one time. Yeah, someone needs to be put in the bathroom, Jay. Who on this panel right now?
Who's most out of pocket?
Yeah, Jay, go ahead. Put it out there. Who's the one that's got to go in the bathroom?
Who's out of pocket right now?
Waiting for this response.
Tay-Tay.
I honestly think that all the scratching and clawing that we've been doing this show, I think the list is pretty spot on as we stand.
I guess Jay said Evan needs to be put in the bathroom. Get him out of here.
No, he didn't.
Yo, so we could put Josh Sweat at 14.
Josh Sweat at 14? Yeah. Yeah, I'm totally down with that. Totally down with that. Because we got a lot of would you put Josh Sweat above Ryan Kerrigan?
No, I have Ryan Kerrigan higher than him.
You have Kerrigan high. That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Jay might have been right.
What? All right. So 14. We've got Josh White.
So right now we have let's see. Yo, Ev, my list is trash compared. I can't keep up.
No? I got it scrolling down bottom.
Yeah, I can't do both at the same time. 24 is Nate Singleton.
24 is Nate Singleton.
Alex Singleton.
Tell me God if you say that one more time.
What do we have at 23?
23, Lil Tay-Tay.
Oh, wow. Wow. And then Wilson is what?
22.
This is getting tight, man. Because now I'm over here. I got the list of starters, and I'm already at 15 people, and we only got 11. Yeah. What? 12 spots? 13 spots?
Do you think that? Man, we're getting to a point now where I don't know who to rank. I guess Brandon Graham next. What do you guys say?
You pretty put sweat on the board, right?
Yeah, we put sweat on the board.
Or Carrigan.
Oh, we got Melada still on the board. Melada here.
Left tackle's important, man. He's got to be top 10 in my mind.
He's not more important than Brandon Graham as a leader. Leaders are important too, my guy.
I agree with that. I agree.
Yeah. How about we go Melada here? Because you already had Dillard. Melada's just eking him out here. Big fish with the confidence here. He goes Melada.
Yep. Melada, and then I would say Carrigan next, man. That offensive line, like I'm not gonna put Carrigan above Brooks, Kelsey, Johnson.
Give me Carrigan then.
There's no way Jordan Howard's making this list.
No, he's not.
So officially, there's only going to be one running back on this list.
Yeah.
What? Where was McLeod at?
McLeod was at 21.
Yep.
All right, so we're talking about now just outside the top 10. Last person outside of the top 10.
I would go wait a minute. We put Melada, Carrigan, Graham. No, not Graham, not on there.
Right outside the top 10 right now. Let's see. We already got Sumalo. We don't have Sumalo up here?
No, he's not on there.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I say we go Sumalo and then Carrigan.
Sumalo, Carrigan, and then Brandon Graham at 10.
Sumalo, Carrigan.
This is gonna be tough. Where are we at? What number are we at now?
See the funny thing is, like, Mark right here, he said, is Carrigan starting?
I think the dude comes in here and gets a starting job. Yes, he's a beast, man. That's me.
Jay says Dillard needs to come off this list. See, now Goddard, I have in my top 10 because I feel like this is the breakout year here.
I did too.
Yeah.
Then
2, 3, 4.
We have a shout out to Paul. Paul says we need to have Sanders on the list because he is important.
Sanders makes the list for sure. Carrigan, and then who did you have at 10?
Graham.
Brandon Graham.
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 All right. We are officially in the final countdown.
Last nine.
So who's at number 11 right now?
Number 11 is Ryan Carrigan.
All right. And where was Anthony Harris? Just for my own sake.
Anthony 16. Harris was
16.
Yeah. Number 9 on the list.
I would say Lane Johnson.
Yeah, I think we got to stick with that. It's either going to be offensive or defensive line. And
number 9?
Brooks or Johnson?
I would say Brooks now, and then Johnson, personally.
Oh, shit. I forgot about Brandon.
I mean, we did an entire season last year with without Brandon Brooks, yeah. And not to say that obviously we could have used him, but I think that Lane Johnson, as far as importance, is would go above him.
Yeah, Brooks Johnson.
I have Lane up higher. He's in the top five for me.
Wow.
Okay. So I'll put Brooks at 9 then.
So Brooks, then Kelsey?
Kelsey's got to be top five. If we're factoring in like leadership, Kelsey's a leader five on this team.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yo,
I don't know how you put Johnson up on your top. I mean, all right, this is really going to start getting interesting. Let's go. Let's see how
I think Slay's got to be a top five too.
Holy shit.
Number one corner on your team, dude. Yeah.
So where's that put Miles? We already know where
outside the top five. Then.
Yes, we already know where our last eight are at. Let's just keep it 100. So yeah. Miles is out of the top five. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do we have Milad at?
13.
Jacoby Stevens. I think we've passed his stop at this point.
Josh, what is that? Which number?
Josh Sweat is at
14.
Okay. This is gonna be tough between 8 and 5. Should we start working in the opposite order now?
No.
At this point,
don't take the easy way out, because I want to see how this shit pans out.
Yeah.
As you guys already named 3 people in your top five, and we already know who the other two. Well, 2 out of the 3. I mean, there's other potential 3 people that can take that
We're starting to approach Devontae Smith area. Yeah. Would you guys put Devontae Smith or Dallas Goedert? Who gets the higher rank?
I have Devontae Smith at 7. And then I have Goddard after him.
At 8?
At 6?
At 6 or at 8?
I would put Dallas.
And I have Miles Sanders at 6. Because, I mean, if you're going to control the run game, and I think he's just imperative.
Okay, so, Gail, you went Miles.
Devontae, and then Dallas.
All right. Go ahead.
No, I feel like Devonta and his relationship with Jalen Hurts is going to be something special. So I feel like that's going to be his go-to guy. And then I feel like Goddard, you know, I had them right next to each other. Shit. So, I mean, they're close to me.
Whenever we are blessed with meeting this kid, don't say his name.
Devonta?
It's Devontae.
Devontae Smith. Shout out to Brian in the chat.
So we go in Smith here. I had to plug in my laptop. Sorry about that.
Well, what was your 3 in that order, Evan?
Miles, Goddard, and Smith. I would say most important would be Miles, then Smith, then Goddard. That's how I would rank them.
Dan says Dallas before Smith. I mean, I think it's like, for me, it's just reverse. They're both there for me, though.
But hold up, Dan. When you say Dallas before Smith, like Dallas at 8, Smith at 7, or do you mean Dallas at 7 and then Smith at 8?
He said 7 and 8. Dallas, Smith.
Don't answer for the man.
So he said Dallas before Smith.
I need to see numbers. I need to see numbers.
Dallas is seven.
I mean, we're at this point, we're splitting hairs. I mean, we both feel like they're both.
All right, so let's go. Let's have a vote.
I like Todd. Dallas at 7, Smith at 8. See? You see?
I think the number one wide receiver is better or is more important than the number one tight end, personally.
Hey, fans are important too.
Hey, they are.
All right, so the sake of fandom.
are we moving it for the chat?
I say Smith at 8, Dallas at 7, Miles at 6.
Smith at 8, Miles at 7, and Goddard at 6? Is that what you said?
No. Smith at 8, Goddard at 7, Sanders at 6. Take it to the chat.
I don't even need to go to top 5.
I got Miles at 5, 6.
Bro.
Yeah, but you can't. But
you got Miles at 5?
Miles at 5.
How?
So where are you putting Cox at? Come on, we still
don't have Slay on this list, man.
Yes. Hello,
yo, Slay. What about Slay at 5? Sanders at 6. Kelce 4. Lane 3. Cox 2. Hurts 1.
Lamont, what do you agree with? Lamont says he agrees. What's he agreeing with? Take it to the chat.
Bro, this is, I mean, we all knew this was going to be a mind test. So for everyone who stuck it out, I will be giving away a hat at the end of the show. So for those who stuck it out, we will be giving away a hat. Okay.
I don't know, man.
How's that hard? Slay's your top. He's your top corner.
Where are we stopping? We're at number 7 right now, or number 8?
I have written down right now. I'll just put it out.
Jay's like, Cox is not number 2.
I agree, Jay.
Jay.
That's what I was hemming and hawing about.
Dan says Cox is number 1.
Dan, you want to come over after the show? we can have some fun tonight.
8, Smith. 7, Goddard.
No, hey, Jay, I'm going to explain what I said to these guys. Fletcher Cox, he's always going to get a double team. Fletcher Cox is always going to, you know, you lose a Fletcher Cox, they're going to run up the middle on you. Like, he's an important piece, right? I have Lane Johnson at 3. I mean, he's one of your most important linemen. I mean, they're close. That's the thing. Like, but Fletcher Cox is eating up double teams consistently.
But I thought you guys were talking about leadership. Like, what happened there?
I mean, he sets the tone for the whole defense. If Fletcher Cox is on fire, the defense is on fire. Then you go a couple spots back. You have Darius Slay at 5. I'm cool with that.
Hold on a second.
Ev, don't hold it in, Ev.
I want to get all my ducks in a row before I respond right now. It's not like I don't hear what you're saying. I hear about the tone setting. I hear about how he draws the double teams. But if we're simply looking at production.
If we lose Lane, we also have two serviceable tackles.
Fletcher Cox has had one 10-sack.
We lose one 10-sack
season in his entire year.
Because he gets doubled, bro.
I get that. But I don't know, Reggie, man. How do you put that above a tackle?
Reggie used to get tripled.
Whoa.
Hey, listen, I'm just speaking facts.
Hey, is Lane Johnson a top 5 right tackle? Is he a top tackle, top 5 tackle in the league right now?
I think there's an argument to be made.
Is Fletcher Cox a top 5 defensive tackle in the league?
I think they're both like teetering on 5.
We have Lane Johnson at three, and Fletcher Cox right above him. So that's not even like a, it's like splitting hairs on that.
It's like splitting hairs, but you've got your foot down.
Because if you have Lane Johnson at four, and then you have Fletcher Cox at two, then we could. That's a bigger difference. I mean, and then you have Kelce at four.
That's too low.
That's my number two guy.
You talk about leadership. Like that was one of like your mainstays. Kelce is not like the heart of this team. He's not the pulse.
But
you think Fletcher Cox is?
No, but I'm talking about dominance.
Is Kelce not dominant?
He's on in his last year.
Okay, but I mean, he's still dominant. He's one of the
Is Kelce dominant?
No, he's not dominant anymore. If you look at Fletcher's stats,
is he dominant?
So Kelce's more important than
6.5 sacks last year? That's dominant?
Fletcher Cox is more... Is not.
What type of leadership are we looking at here? Is it still your girl leadership, or is it like actual... You know what I mean? Team chemistry leadership. Like, what leadership are you looking at, bro?
Michael Barnett came in here for 1 year and had how many sacks? Like 10? He had like double-digit sacks for us. Last time Fletcher did that was 2018. I'm just saying, if we're talking dominant, is Fletcher dominant?
Yeah, he's pretty dominant.
He's pretty dominant.
Have you seen him walk back Dallas Cowboys all-world guard?
I'm not saying that he's not an elite player. I'm just if we're ranking him against importance on this team, he doesn't have the leadership qualities of Jason Kelce.
So I'll give you Jason Kelce at three, and then move Lane to four. How about that?
And you still want to keep Cox at two?
You didn't budge.
He didn't budge. He didn't budge at all.
I'm not budging off Cox at two.
Where would you have Cox. Four, Evan? Well, I mean, where would you have
Jay,
Cox?
Jay Cross got Cox at six.
I would have Hurts, Kelce, Cox, Johnson.
I would still switch Cox and Johnson.
You can't switch. There's the same thing in terms of they both call them the same thing. One calls them Cox, you call them Johnson. Make a pick, my guy.
You're not budging off of him.
It's the Johnson year, not the Cox year.
All right, so hold on. We're in the top three now. So let's settle. Let's get on the ticker. Let's get everything up until four. So Goddard at seven. Who do we have at six? Sanders? And then Slay? Or Slay and then Sanders?
No, I like that. Sanders, then Slay. I like that. Sanders, then Slay.
Just Slay's before Sanders.
No. Yeah. In higher rank. Yes. Yeah. More important.
Slay is five. Yes. Sanders is six.
It's six, right. Now here we go.
Mark
Lindsay, no pun intended.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Fletcher Cox.
I don't think you have the facilities for that, big man.
Nah. Now we're going to start playing with these memes. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Where's Brooks at?
Do we not have Brooks on there? No, he's nine. Brooks is at nine.
Yeah. Brandon Brooks, man, he's still, I wouldn't say all world, but he's all in the universe.
North America?
He's in the universe.
All right, so we're at the top five, right?
Wow, this has been an hour and 20 minutes of instant bickering. This is the most we've argued. We gotta stop at 1:30.
This is the most drama we've had in 4th and John in quite a while.
Yeah.
And we only do this once a year. Yeah. Once a year, the dreaded top 25 most important players on the Eagles is coming down to the final stretch.
How can a man be undervalued at three?
You haven't met three.
Fletcher Cox. Yes, I have Burt, and then Kelsey, and then Cox, and then Johnson.
You have Kelsey at two. At two,
I got Kelsey at two.
How?
How do you not?
Because if Kelsey goes down, you have other guy. You have Suamalo, and you have.
How often does he go down?
Yeah, wait. Listen.
But how often does he go down? But
listen. And then you have Landon Dickerson. You have guys to play center. If Fletcher Cox goes down, you have Javon Hargrave and who?
You are right in the sense of depth. But so, you made the argument earlier in this list that the leadership is a part of this. Who is more of a leader on this team? Kelsey?
But, no, I'm saying there's leadership that's is important, but there's also like if Fletch goes down.
Don't care. Still don't care. I don't care.
You know what I'm saying? If Fletch goes down, who do we have? No one. You have Javon Hargraves, and that's it.
I'm fucking fired up right now.
I'm with you, man, because Cox is not getting second on this goddamn list. All right? He's not.
We flip some. Can we flip a coin?
Now you want to take? No, let's take it to the chat. What coin, man? A coin? A coin is really going to go to the side? Let's see how that works during the season. All right. Before the game starts, we're going to flip a coin. Who's going to go in, Jalen or Flacco?
Some rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, you want to do that? Let's go.
Hurts.
Todd has Hurts.
Cox, Lane, Slack. Tim's got the right order.
Hurts.
That's it right there.
Kelsey, Cox,
Dude, that's Lane, a wrap. Slay. Hour and 21 minutes. That's a wrap.
So Dan has Cox at number one.
No. Dan's drinking whatever you're drinking.
Like, it reads better.
I was my list is Hurts, Kelsey, Lane, Cox, Slack. Where was Cox at this week? There you go.
Oh God, this guy still got that thing.
Should we continue this conversation?
Yo, you're gonna tell me? No, I can agree with the whole leadership value of.
Look at me and my mummer face while you say this.
I could agree with Kelsey as being the. Heart and soul, but if we're talking about play versus play of Cox's play on the field, I'm moving towards Cox because of the play and the dominance.
Those 6.5 sacks he had last year. When was the last time he was in like the top 10 of sacks in the NFL?
Are you discounting Cox?
No, I hate box score watching like I'm doing right now. Like I'm doing the epitome of what I hate because I understand that Fletcher Cox draws the double team. But if we're talking about like you were saying how he's like the Aaron Donald of our team. Guess what? Aaron Donald gets through those double teams, dude. Aaron Donald puts up numbers. He's not Aaron Donald.
He's our version.
He's our version. Our version.
Like he's the most dominating defensive tackle on our. I'm not gonna say Fletcher Cox was the Fletcher Cox of old, but I still think he's still dominant.
I don't think Cox is replaceable. I don't think he is replaceable.
Yeah. Hey, if there was no the defense would be flaccid without Cox. I'm saying you can't replace Cox. And that was my theory pre-show. You're acting like I came on here was like with some new idea. That was my theory behind it was if Cox goes down.
I can't argue that.
I feel like if we had to go with Suamalu, they're not Kelsey, but then we have Landon Dickerson. We can move in the lineup. We can move things around. You lose Cox. We're up Schitt's Creek in terms of stopping the run like we want to. Damn, you guys are feisty. Spicy. Where are we on the hour 25 minute mark?
I think me and you're going to have to not talk for a couple days.
I think one of those tickets is going to come down to Gail and Evan battling it out.
So for four, Johnson. Yes. No.
Yeah. Maybe so. Yes. I'm cool.
Three.
Cox.
Begrudgingly. Hold on. I'll just get
Jason Kelce.
You did not give in.
I gave in.
Come on.
Speak of me.
We went through that.
Gail to the bathroom. Thank you.
How is like Kelce at three and not at two? That's not a big dip. That's like pretty much.
I say that I rebut the same thing to you for Fletcher Cox. It's not. No, that I'm just saying dip. Kelce should go from two to three.
I mean, we're not. It's like splitting hairs. If it was at four, Cox at four and Kelce at two, then we're gonna. Or,
but he's a serious leader, man. Like, he's vocal. How much do you hear from Fletcher Cox?
You hear that he was in someone's bed last night.
Yes, about wow. it. Wow. That's wow. Just a, all right. him. Or he's looking at two barrels.
My man's worried about the wrong type of sack.
Hey, when we're in the stadium and we're watching the game, and shit goes down, and Fletcher Cox, I'm gonna look at
man. See, you're speaking. You're the one that's jinxing this shit. You keep on talking.
No.
I'm trying to talk this shit into existence.
When he blows up a double team.
Oh yeah. I'm not taking that away from him. But we're talking. We're talking about leadership. Leadership.
No, we were talking about overall importance, not just leadership.
But leadership was a key factor in there too. Overall importance, they're both there, but the leadership Kelce has that overflex.
Mr. Jay Cross thinks it's funny over there.
We're having a good time.
If the chat needs to go that way, so be it. We just won't have a hat giveaway for the guys who stick around.
If you don't see eye to eye with me, I keep that. I'm going home.
I'll have a trivia for a Fletcher Cox trivia for that. So are we good? We got the list?
We got the list. It's rolling down bottom.
Should we get a Kelce one going?
Ty, we're taking the ball and going home. And shout out to the real ones who stuck it out.
It's been a lot to listen to.
And I had a list that was had the art ready to go, but I couldn't keep up, man.
Yeah. It did look nice though, too.
Look at this thing. Ready to go, but no. I'm not doing that today. Hey, so
it's Jalen Rager's face when he saw that you didn't use that list there.
So did you announce Hurts as the number one most important player for the Eagles roster?
Do you not see the scroll bar down bottom?
You're really getting
Again, Ty said Flacco at 20 has to change before finish. So yeah, I mean that to me, Flacco is a kind of a two pack of ass.
Dang. Well, that's why Evan said Mullins. You're the one that countered with Flacco. All right, I got receipts.
Shout out to Dan. He says he's coming from Connecticut to tailgate with you fellas. Let's go, Birds. Okay. Dan, what part of Connecticut are you from? I was born in New London, Connecticut.
And that says it all.
Well, anyway, Fletcher Cox, hat. We have a small, medium, or we have a medium large. So whatever fits your head. This should be interesting.
He's from Danbury, Connecticut.
From Danbury, Connecticut.
Tell Dan I went to Western Connecticut State. Hello.
You just
Danbury, Connecticut.
You just told him yourself.
Danbury, Connecticut.
So what's this Fletcher Cox question here, pal?
How many houses did he get kicked out?
How many swear words were used in the making of this list?
How many different styles of shotguns has he seen?
Okay, which teammate did Fletcher Cox go to school with in college that is on this list? The first to get that answer wins the hat. Which teammate on this list went to school with Fletcher Cox? See, Dan knows. WestCon it is, man. You know. You know what it is. Jordan Gillespie with the win. Darius Slay is your answer. He played with Fletcher Cox at Mississippi State.
That's a good answer.
Hey, Jordan, if you want to email us, let's see. Email us your address at fourthandjohn@gmail.com. Send your address to fourthandjohn@gmail.com, and I will get the hat out to you, my friend. Or you can hit us on socials, and we'll get your address. What? Hey, man, for the guys who stuck it out, obviously real ones and crazy.
You guys
This is the one show that we do once a year that is the top 25 most important players on the list, on the team. Takes some time. Takes a lot of arguing. But we're here.
We come out better on the other side. Come out
Prime,
more connected.
Prime is sleeping. Prime sleeping in the building.
He's keeping his head down because he knows that there's a lot of there's a lot of stray bullets that go flying during this talk.
I used to. You guys are thinking all that.
I still can't believe that you had this much beef over Cox at 2 versus 3. You wanted him at 4 originally, no?
Who, me?
Who?
Me or Evan?
Cox.
Evan.
Cox at 4? No. He was never outside of my top 3.
Yeah, he was at 3. I was the one that said 4.
Yeah.
But 2? Hell no.
But as the great Gail Saunders once said, I mean, we're kind of splitting hairs here between 2 and 3, so what's it even matter?
My guy.
My guy. Quite frankly.
Yeah. Yeah, quite frankly, it's obviously Fletcher Cox. Yeah, when we're at a game, I'm gonna be like, when Fletcher Cox does something amazing, and we're like,
Kelsey is the lead blocker on a Miles Sanders run that's already 30 yards downfield, I'll be sure to point that out too.
Yeah.
All right, you want to make a jersey bet?
Oh,
jersey bet! Wow, yeah, I don't even know how we rank them though. How do we rank Jason Kelsey's accomplishments versus Cox's?
Who has a better year?
Ooh,
I'm down. Yeah. But I'm saying, how do we actually like put like a valuation on that?
Pancakes compared to sex.
Thank you, Further AM. Appreciate you. Hopefully, we see you out there tailgating this year.
Yes.
So, are you ready to make that jersey bet? Whoever has the better year out of Kelsey or Cox, your choice of jersey. Okay. On Prime.
Whoa. On
Prime. Prime pays for it.
These guys.
All right, yeah, no, I'm down. I'm in.
I'll pay whoever has the better year. I'll pay for the jersey.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, I'm down.
All right, man. So any last words before you pull your hair out?
No, I'm kind of drained at this point. I came in here, you know, guys, I was so excited. I just wanted to show off my cool heavy metal goatee, and I came out flustered and upset. So that's where I'm at now. just gonna go listen to Pantera.
Just want to go ahead and let you guys know to tune in on Thursday. This week's guest on Rolling with Prime is going to be Shantae Douglas. All right.
Little Tay Tay.
Yeah.
Another little Tay Tay.
She's going to be my special guest for this Thursday. So make sure you guys tune in at 7:30. All right. Looking forward to that show.
Yes, sir. Nice. Appreciate everyone sticking it out. I know Evan wanted to show off his Slipknot beard. Didn't really.
Welcome to Knotfest.
Yeah. Hey man, it was definitely it was very hard to put this the top, I say the 25 to like 20. Eight. We had a hard time with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, the top
from 10 like 25 easy. To like actually, one. We had a pretty tough time.
Actually 25 to 15 was tough, you know what I mean? 15.
Yeah.
But anyways, we got it done. We'll see you guys next year. We're not going to do this ever again until next year. So we won't bore you with this list. But as always, we'll see you guys in the next one. Fly, Eagles. Fly.